Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I consider all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus, it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things? They answered, yes. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Jerome. He's the one who translated the scripture into Latin. And you find the scripture is very important. He spent most of his life in Bethlehem just for the sake of translation. He said, ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. It's so true. If we don't read the gospel, we do not know the mind of Jesus. Of course, when we are baptized, we have the Holy Spirit descend upon us, give us the wisdom. But still we need to be guidance, to have guidance from the scripture. We don't have to study the whole Bible or the whole gospel. Just one word is the whole word of God. I'm not saying that you don't have to study the other chapters, but it's important not to tell yourself you have to know everything so that you can live. Just one word of the Lord, of the gospel, can put us alive in the life of Jesus. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you'll do to me. So if we treat everybody, every people, as we treat Christ, we live in the gospel. We are living in His light, in His love, in His life. It's simple, but of course it's a challenge. Many times we have our egoism. We put ourselves in the front and we can see the need of others. Even see the others, but you find yourself more important than anybody. But then Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you do to me. So it's more important, it's not yourself. It's a person next to you. Christ is present there. He expects you to love this person if Christ will, or Jesus will love this person. We need to have this faith, this special grace. We have to ask for this grace. Jesus promised whatever you ask, it will be given. We just have this faith. First of all, we ask this faith in Him, ask the kind of continuity of reading, meditating the Holy Bible, especially the Gospel, so that we can have the lights of Christ in us. Ask St. Jerome to pray for us. Thank him that he translated the scripture in Latin and eventually into vernacular, into Chinese. So we thank the Lord that we have these people helping us to know Jesus better. We ask St. Jerome to pray for us.